Linda Moulton Howe is an Emmy Award-winning television producer, investigative reporter, author. She goes directly to the men and women at the forefront of science and environmental challenges and firsthand eyewitnesses of high strangeness. Her website is earthfiles.com. She's a graduate of Stanford University, master's degree in communications, and she has devoted her documentary, film, television, radio career to productions concerning science, medicine, and the environment. And she has been working on just an incredible story. Hi, Linda. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi, George.
Good to hear from you. You've been traveling lately?
Well, yes, I have. And this story comes out of my appeals on Coast and Earth Files and Dreamland, going all the way back to December, January, February. Remember when I began saying on the air that if there were people in military and intelligence or new people who had firsthand experience concerning the extraterrestrial biological entity story, to get in touch with me, because it's very clear that this administration not only has a policy of denial, but wants to erase all information that there is. I was back at the National Archives in January doing research with some colleagues, and almost all the files that I had gone back to search and that had been released during the Clinton administration had all been reclassified. And so we are in a very difficult time in trying to get facts and truth. And it was after those appeals on the air and at Earth Files that on April 24th, I received an email from a central Ohio businessman named Ronald Sequoy.
Okay.
He is 59 years old, and he got a bachelor's degree in clinical psychology from Ohio University. But he's worked in a variety of businesses, ranging from restaurants to retail, since he graduated. He is a family man with three children, and he considers himself a devout Christian. He has asked that his home city and company's name be withheld for protection, as well as the name of the flight surgeon that he is going to discuss in this 3 hours or 2 hours that we're going to unfold this story tonight, to protect that man's family.
All right.
Now, his first email stated, quote, "I used to work for a man in Dayton, Ohio, retired U.S. Air Force flight surgeon, who in a moment of great stress and emotional breakdown told me he was one of five military doctors called in to look at two alien bodies at Wright-Patterson Base," unquote.
Wow.
Now, last